Hello again, guys. It is, of course, your host, Daniel Macias, and I have come on to break down the big, big win of the Hamlin Lady Pipers win over Haskell Maidens 11-6 last night. Was a huge, huge win. They're now second in district. Let's break down some of those stats, shall we? Batting-wise, Emily Dunneman's batting average was .750 with 3 hits, 3 runs, and 3 RBIs, with one of those being an in-park home run. It was amazing to watch. That girl has some jets on her. Lexi Offield had 2 hits. She was also hit by a pitch. Roxanne Riviera had 3 hits, 1 run, and 2 RBIs. And, of course, I cannot forget about our big number 00 who had a big night, Samantha Gonzalez. 3 hits, 3 RBIs, and 1 monster home run that she blasted out. Base running-wise, Emily Dunneman, Lexi Offield, and Zoe Moore all had 1 stolen base. Fielding-wise, they were led by our first baseman who was a lockdown at first base, Bo Richardson. She had 9 total chances and 9 putouts. She led the charge, and she was a lockdown on first base. There was nothing getting past her. Pitching-wise, of course, we were led by Zoe Moore. She earned the win on 7 innings pitched, 12 hits, and 6 runs allowed. Well, her ERA was 6.00. Let's get into some of those team stats tonight, guys. Team summary-wise, the Lady Pipers' batting average was an even .500. While their base percentage was at .605, they had 2 home runs and 3 stolen bases. Of course, their earned run average was 6.00. Fielding percentage, they were a perfect 1.000. And, of course, they earned, had 11 runs off of 15 hits. They had 9 runs that were batted in off of that. Of course, slugging percentage-wise, .966. The Hamlin Lady Pipers seemed to be hitting on all cylinders last night. Anything that was in their direction that they could hit, those girls were hitting. They had 4 doubles, 2 triples, and I will be back on tomorrow night, guys. This is going to be a short podcast as Hamlin will take on the Lady Anson Tigers at 5 on Friday in Anson. We'll be back on tomorrow night with the full breakdown of this whole game. I'll try to give you key player matchups, key players for that game. What this means is the Hamlin Lady Pipers are now second in district, and they continue on this amazing season that they are having. This has been a great, great, great night, guys, and it was a short podcast tonight. Thank you so much for listening. Have a wonderful and blessed night, guys.